I never will forget that night. I was getting practicing playing it. It happened to be a lamp in there. The electricity all went off, and everything was just black. Just black. And it was so still, didn't a sound. You could hear a sound, not a sound. And all the people kept saying, "This something terrible's gonna happen. Well, all electricity went off, and I said, "There's a lamp over there, light it." And we lit the lamp. Finally, I said, "Sure, let's go home." I wasn't scared, but I said, "Let's go home. Is something terrible gonna happen?" I said, "That's generally doesn't wait that long either." And I said, "I never did see such a cloud, and it's so still. You can hear a sound." Well, I got home. It tore a part of this. That was at my home band. It tore part of this off over here. But it just tore up old Tuckalofa and all that place line. And they had a school there. And it just took it all away. But that was after Tupelo. Tupelo was wiped up in the same way that night. And she was in the school building, my daughter was. And she was a commercial teacher then, over at Baldwin. And she was in there after school was out, and she, it was the same way, still, just still. Not a sound, but everything was dark. And the superintendent came and said, "Let me take you home." Well, he got her home, and they got out of the house, and they lay down on the ground and held to the bushes. And it missed the house that they were in, the boarding house, but it sounded like a train going along that way. So they're just not ways to completely describe it. I guess you'd get scared. But my husband used to try to make me get up, and I wouldn't do it. I was stubborn. I just said, "I'm not going to do it. You can get up off the floor if you want to, but I'm just not going to do it." Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't do it, but and I'm still that way a little bit. I go on a plane. And if the plane goes down with me on it, that's okay. I don't care. And it caught a fire one night on the outside. It was gas spill. We were going to Tulsa, gas spill. And big blaze came up. He was sitting next to the little window, and I said, "Oh, that." He said, "Honey, this is it." I said, "Well, if it's it, it's it. So what are you going to do about it? Why don't you just sit back and relax? Why don't you just sit back and relax? If it's it, it's it." But I never did get him on another plane.
Sure.
If the plane goes down with me, I might be frightened a little bit for a while. I won't say that. Because everybody is frightened of accidents, death, or things like that. Frightens them a little bit. But it's all right with me. If that's the way to go, it's all right.
Okay. Well, get back to the weather here for a minute. How would you describe different kinds of rains? Something that's just enough to feel it on your face.
Sprinkle.
And
mist. There's a mist, and there's a sprinkle.
Something that just lays the dust.
Just sprinkle it, just settle the dust.
Heavy rain?
Downpour. Deluge. D-E-A-U-G-E, downpour.
And if something is, a day is so cloudy and rainy.
Dreary, oh, it's dreary, dreary.
And if you get up in the morning, well, this morning, for example, and you step outside, you say, "Well, this is kind of what?"
Damp.
You ever call it